What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Here we go. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Looking forward to chatting baseball with Sands coming up here in 20 minutes. Is this Rangers offense actually worse than it was last year? Is that a fact, Chief? I can't believe this.
I know it's hard to stomach, but they averaged more runs per game last year by almost a full run. I mean, they were at 4.4 according to Jamie Newberg. The league average for runs scored in a game is 4.4. The Rangers are at 3.62 runs per game this year. Last year they were at 4.22. So runs per game wise, they are a fair amount worse this year than they were last year.
Yeah, 2 weeks now. Ooh. I mean, to really show it, because I do think that they have faced some really high-level pitchers, but you're in Colorado. That's the place that dingers. You should be able to hit.
Yeah, to break out.
Houston's not been good, and you just had a bad weekend against them. I get it. Arrighetti's been awesome, but Saturday, what the hell was that?
Saturday was brutal.
Come on.
Well, I'll do my best. Time. To get some answers from Sands on that coming up here at 5:20, and I'll try not to anger him at the same time.
No, but I want you to anger him.
That can be easier said than done. Here's the Chief with your finest.
Why are people making fun of the GOAT? I'll tell you right after this.
Oh, no. But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, we're going to go quarterbacks, then we're going to go coaches, then we're going to go wide receivers. We'll see if we have the time for it.
Speaking of goats, watched the GOAT movie on Netflix, I believe, over the weekend. Highly recommend it for adults and kids together.
Animated basketball with animals.
An actual goat hooping. Pretty good.
Oh. Certified bucket getter?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got range.
Absolutely.
3-point assassin.
There is so many quality Easter eggs in this movie. If you love basketball, just go watch it.
It's called Goat.
Goat. Yeah.
All right, dude. I'm excited. I'm always looking for good like cartoon. The kids love cartoons and animals. If you can combine cartoon animals, they are going to be locked in. So
they're doing a hell of a job making it interesting for us as well at the same time.
I think these animated movies have been phenomenal for years. They're really doing quality work.
Well, congratulations. I know a lot of people, because week one, when the schedule comes out, we see that it's Chiefs hosting the Broncos on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. The first Monday Night Football game of the year. Everybody's like, man, they're just really banking on Mahomes being healthy. Yeah, no way. Schefter's doubling down, saying that everything he's heard is that Mahomes is way ahead of schedule, and he is tracking to be ready for the season opener Monday night. The first Monday night game of the season when the Broncos come to Arrowhead. So that is good news for the league and certainly good news for the Chiefs. They did get the Justin Fields insurance just in case, but looks like Mahomes is going to be healthy. So good news for him. Now, Tom Brady is getting roasted.
Well, I thought he was roasting.
Well, he did roast Belichick.
He roasted Bill Kevin Hart
for his pathetic graduation speeches.
He's being roasted because he was catwalking this weekend.
Oh,
as a model.
Do your thing, Tom.
Did he wear heels?
He did not wear heels, but he was decked out in 100% leather. It's the tightest leather outfit you've ever seen.
That's disgusting. Anybody with balls should not wear leather.
They get money. Well, they find themselves hanging out with fashion people. Next thing you know, they want to play along too. And they don't realize what it looks like to the common man.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
That is right. Tom Brady, the 7-time Super Bowl champion, made his runway modeling debut at Gucci's Cruise 2027 show in Times Square over the weekend. It's all leather from top to bottom. His face, he must be doing, I think he's doing the looks maxing stuff. I think he's taking hammers.
Oh, a hell of a doctor, bro.
Hammers to his bones.
Something's going on with that face.
Needles
it's
and hammers.
Really, really tight.
The only thing tighter than the leather outfit is his face.
Yeah. It looks like if you flick it, it would break into shards of glass.
It's really unbelievable.
My man can't yawn.
Yeah, no.
Can't smile, laugh. No, don't make Tom Brady laugh. Might hurt him.
Boy, this looks very Zoolander.
It does, doesn't it?
Can't turn left.
His face is just naturally the Zoolander kissy kind
like
of
Zoolander
face.
Zoolander 3.
Someone said divorce because he wouldn't quit his job, but now he wants to do hers? Okay.
Hysterical.
Face tighter than a Sixers uniform on Kyle Lowry.
Oh, my gosh. That was a dumpster truck.
Is he on meth, you think, to get the sunken cheek look?
I think
he's got a great doctor.
Clavicular is doing.
Yeah, he might be on that clavicular looks max, balls max, body max, jaw max.
He's starting to look like Igor Bogdanov. Have you seen this guy?
Who the hell is Igor Bogdanov?
Oh,
the puppet meme.
You never want that to be your pro comp, bro. You don't want Igor to be your pro comp. Holy smokes! Yeah, he's getting roasted pretty good on this. I'm sure he made a pretty penny to do it, and he's willing to just take checks. That's his thing now. He's like, all right, if I've already, like, I can't reverse history on being a good husband and father, let me just make as much money as I can. So I'll do the Netflix roast. They'll pay me $25 million, and I will have my entire life aired out and my family's life aired out in front of the entire world, but that's fine. $25 million. I wonder what he got to wear all leather and show off his face.
Looks like a Marvel bad guy. I like it, though, a little bit.
Yeah. This could get cinematic real quick. I could see that. So that's what Tom Brady's up to. It looks like also with the schedule release, he's going to be back in New England calling a Patriots game in week 9 of the NFL season. So we'll get the Brady return to Foxborough there. So there is a little bit of your quarterback update. Now we take you to the, we have one more quarterback update because it's Aaron Rodgers. And it looks like,
Was Tom Brady, follow up real quick, was he not a good-looking guy until he got rich and started buying that face?
I think he
was always good-looking?
No, he was not.
I think the face was fine and the body was just strange.
Well, the face was pudgy. The face was like, look at NFL Combine, Michigan Wolverine.
Right, that just means that the face is slimmed down, but the actual like eyes and everything. Like he had attractive qualities.
Yes,
from his facial features.
Tell us about it, then, Wolchuk. He is fighting for this.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think the face has really changed outside of he's just dropped some weight.
Yes, his he got thinner naturally. His face looked really solid and thin by the time he was doing the TB12, and he was still doing natural things. He was just aggressive with those weird diets.
I'm looking at photos of him for the New England Patriots, dog. These cheekbones.
You think it's facelifts?
Something is going on here,
some
bro.
Implants.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I just don't remember it. I don't remember it.
Lipo in the cheeks.
I think when he got to Tampa is when he started to get a sense for, okay.
Okay. That makes sense. Florida
will do that to you. I think that's when his face started to get a little bit more narrow and tighter.
I mean, that's how Dr. Miami got big.
100%. So that's when that stuff, I think, started to morph. And then once you get out of football, you're not getting clowned in the locker room on a daily basis. Now you feel a little bit more freedom. Oh, I'm going to be on television. Sure, I'll dye the hair. Sure, Joe Buck, let me get your hair plug guy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And it's and incremental.
Yeah, exactly.
You add a percent every month. And 3 years later, you look ridiculous, but you can't tell yet. It's like when you put on weight and you keep taking your shirt off and looking in the mirror in the bathroom. You're like, yep, still got it.
He's got a hell of a butt
chin,
too.
You're doughy. Well, yeah, he's always had the butt chin.
The butt chin is really pronounced.
Maybe he's added to it. I don't know. Like, Doc, can you give me a little bit more crack?
Can I get a little bit more of an invert here?
But Aaron,
there's got to be a facelift.
There's just
this thing's been lifted big time.
The Botox has been 10X'd over the last 5 years for him. And now he's decked out in leather and he's catwalking. Now, Aaron Rodgers, $25
million?
Loser. How are we doing? $25 million to go back to the
With incentives, you could get to 25.
It looks like he has an opportunity to move ahead of Peyton Manning for the third most touchdown passes in NFL history.
Nice.
Rodgers has 527 touchdown passes in his NFL career, and Peyton Manning has 539. So his 13th touchdown pass of the season will move him ahead of Peyton Manning. For the all-time list. Now, he's probably not going to reach Drew Brees, who's second with 571. And then Tom, nobody's touching that, 649 touchdown passes. That's pretty insurmountable. But Rodgers maybe just trying to, hey, let me just one last rodeo. Give me $20 million. I'll suck, but I'll tell McCarthy to shut his mouth, and I'll call the plays.
$20 million is crazy.
And then, boom.
No deal.
I'll get to, and then I'll get to 13 more touchdown passes. I'll pass Peyton, and I'll be 43 years old, and I'll limp into the Hall of Fame. That's
I wonder
I'll
how many games he plays this year.
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't want to get hit. So I would expect he should be able to play a fair amount, but the one time he tries to escape the pocket for that first down, the hammy, the groin, something's going to blow. Something's going to blow. But he wants to get the ball out quick.
The Achilles.
Doesn't want to get hit.
The year Russell Wilson played in Denver, where they were like, okay, you're fired, you're done here, statistically better than the one Aaron Rodgers just put up.
That's terrible. That is awful. That was an inept offense.
Pretty bad, dude. Now we get to the coaching world, and we have Deion Sanders. He was on the Barbershop podcast with Garrett Bush, and he was talking about a couple of things, but of course they brought up the Shiloh comments.
Oh, yeah. Okay. To Mary Kay?
Yeah, because Shiloh told the longtime Browns beat reporter, who's a lady, to go make a sandwich, Mary. Whenever she was expressing that Deshaun Watson was likely to be the starter and the Browns should go ahead and just make that announcement ASAP and get this thing going. Shiloh didn't take kindly to that. Go make a sandwich, Mary. That was a couple of weeks ago. Now you have Deion Sanders chiming in on it on the record for the first time. They asked him about it. He says, we don't talk about nobody. We don't do nothing to nobody. I know Shiloh had a little altercation that he spoke up for his brother. You got to understand, man, that's his brother. And God bless Mary Kay's soul. But that's his brother. I mean, she said something, he said something. Like, media is different today. I know a lot of people don't respect the old school. I do, because I grew up in that era that we didn't have a say-so. But Shiloh spoke up for his brother, and he was ridiculed for that. So, I don't know, maybe behind closed doors, he's like, Shiloh, gosh dang it, what are you doing? But in the microphone, he's just kind of like, hey, you're defending your brother? Do what you got to do.
I support him.
Go make Sando. So, I was surprised about that. I thought he was going to be a little bit more... Like, yeah, no, my son should have, thought a little bit more before he fired off that particular tweet.
I mean, if Shiloh is trying to become a social media influencer, that might be his lane, you know, say shocking stuff that's going to get attention. But I think what the consistent thing with Deion is he is going to have his kids back 100 out of 100. Unless they screw up on the football field. He's willing to talk about their shortcomings on the football field compared to Deion.
Mm.
You know, Deion was great. Kids can't live up to it. But anything short of that, I think he's going to play the card that my kids have been more victimized by the media than they could possibly do back. And, you know, it's up to you to decide.
I get it.
Score is
defend your own.
Well, as someone, Dawson, who has coached their daughter for a long time, you can relate to Deion. Right.
Sure.
So now he's talking about Shador and Travis Hunter, two guys that, of course, he coached in college, and for Shador, coached his entire life until he's gotten to the NFL. And Deion has recently explained his desire to meet with new Browns coach Todd Monken as a coach and not a father. And basically, he can do those things. And so the quote is, he's talking about Shador, but he's also talking about, like, Travis Hunter being drafted to Jacksonville. I've had him for 3 years. Don't you think you would want to talk to me to let me know or to ask me how, what gets him going and what backs him off and what, like, you wouldn't want to know that? Basically, the teams that drafted my players, they should basically be counseling me on what makes him tick, what do they like, what do they don't like, what's the best way to coach him. And I guess the Browns never did that with him and Shador, and the Jags never did that with him and Travis Hunter. Now you have the issue with, is Travis Hunter still going to be a two-way player, or is he just going to be a receiver, is he just going to be a corner? And so Deion is basically saying, man, these teams should be reaching out to me and asking me what makes these guys tick. I can help them.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people don't like Deion in football. I think a lot of people are just genuinely turned off by the way that he goes about his business, believes it's only about Deion. And whether that's true or not, I can't tell you. But that's his reputation around football. And I think that's part of the reason of why Shador slipped as far as he did. Because teams don't want this. They don't want Deion making a big deal about their quarterback room. It's creating noise around their operation. You know, they get bummed out when just fans are talking stuff on social media. If Deion's talking stuff on social media, it is 110,000 times that level of volume. So they don't want to consult any quarterback's parent or collegiate coach beyond the draft process. Mm-hmm. Unless there is a degree of expertise that they don't have. And at the quarterback position, Deion doesn't, you know. But it's mostly just in the buildup to the draft. Like, we're doing our homework on our player. But, yeah, you know, the unfortunate thing about Deion Sanders is that just not a lot of people like him. You know, so you have to be likable for people to want to pick up the phone and talk football with you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess from a Travis Hunter standpoint, that is pretty apples to apples. Deion, like, what do we need to know if we're trying to get a guy to do something that is kind of like what you did? Corner and play offense, you know, but he's saying these teams did not reach out to him, and he thinks they should. Now, the other news in the coaching world today, Brett McMurphy from On3.com.
Busy day for them.
The Jaguars won the case over whether Urban Meyer's conduct justified a firing with cause, because you remember it's been like 5 years now, but the Jags fired Urban Meyer with cause after he kicked their kicker.
Yeah.
That whole crazy story, he kicked their kicker, Josh Lambeau. So he's been fighting this.
It wasn't even for the butt-touching stuff. It was just for the kicking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had a disastrous tenure. It was $300,000 in fines for violating off-season workout rules. Then he skipped the team flight home, and that's when we got the pictures of him at the local Ohio bar where he was hanging out with a lady, not his wife. And then, of course, the kicking allegation where he kicked the kicker during a training camp practice. So it saved the Jags more than $30 million. He's been fighting for it, and he's officially lost.
It's a lot of money.
I don't think anybody – you want to talk about unlikable? I think Urban Meyer's close to the top of the list of least liked human beings, let alone coaches in all of sports.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And I learned a long time ago when a coach is doing anything funny with the schedule – a lady's involved. It's usually a lady that shouldn't be involved.
Some fuddy-duddy stuff.
Yeah. You never see a coach not fly back with his team.
You kidding me?
You go ahead and take care of this, guys.
Yeah,
there's one thing.
I'll catch you guys
in the entire world he could be doing.
You guys got this.
Well, thank you, Chief. We got Sandler stepping in next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 104.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
5-3 The Fan. Here we go. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105 through The Fan. It is time now to check in with Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider, about this Corey Seager news and about this series with the Rockies that will be underway tonight. Pregame at 7 o'clock. First pitch at 7:40. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. And good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. How are y'all?
Doing wonderful. So Corey Seager going on the 10-day IL here a little bit. What do you know?
Yeah, I think get some work done to make sure that he's ready to go on Monday when the Astros series starts. I think that's going to be the first day he's eligible. IL retroactive to the 15th, so he'd be eligible on the 25th. But, you know, you guys know this in any sport. You have things, and sometimes you you just got to manage it throughout the year. You do some things that, you know, doesn't show up in the box score to make sure you're able to be on the field. And I think the hope is that, you know, this 10-day period will allow Corey to do what needs to be done to be ready to go, you know, not only on May 25th, but hopefully for an extended period of time.
What's your gut tell you on if this is the development that maybe he needed, that it's like perfectly timed, give him a reset, come back fresh?
I think that so long as he is able to come back fresh, then yeah, probably not bad timing, right? you know, I think with a back, you know, with anything like that, it's always a little dicey because, you know, the back is, you know, it's not like a, you know, the pinky finger, right? But yeah, as long if you tell me like, hey, you can come back fresh, then I would say, hey, you know what? All right, that's good. That's a good, you know, built-in way to get to, you know, 10 days off. If, you know, it's not like he won't be picking up a bat until next Monday. So, you know, give him some time to just get back into a little bit of a groove and hopefully he can hit the ground running. So, yeah, as long as this isn't lingering, as long as this isn't something that, you know, will be prohibitive to, you know, his ability to perform at Corey Seager level, then, yeah, I think having a built-in short break like this, really, honestly, Gavin, for any of these guys, it's so tough to tell them, you know, hey, you're not going to play today. We're going to give you a day off. And sometimes something like this, you know, just allows them to get a little break in the middle of the year to allow them to, you know, hopefully sprint through the finish line.
Other than the fact that it's Corey Seager and we're all just assuming he's going to get back right, has there been anything from his metrics or anything that stand out to you that say, like, there's reason to believe tangibly that things will start to go a different way for him?
Yeah, I think there's some things, Eric. It's kind of like a reverse answer in a way that there's things that typically you don't see from guys that don't get worse. I mean, like, it's not like Corey Seager's 39 years old and, you know, can barely walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things that just have not been Corey Seager level that you just almost never see go from where it was to where it is just like that, right? And so, like, you look at his production against fastballs. If he was 39 and his bat speed was slowing down, then I would say, all right, maybe it makes sense that he's struggling to catch up to fastballs. That's not the case. You know, bat speed's not an issue with Corey Seager. So, you know, I think just the lack of production on fastballs this year is a big thing that will get better. And you know, I think, and you guys know this, typically when guys get hurt, you know, whether they acknowledge it or not, maybe there was something building up to that while they were still playing, and maybe that impacted things. So, you know, I think with Corey, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, he is chasing a little bit more than, you know, than we've seen. But I think some of it, too, is, you know, Corey's a smart hitter. I know, you know, he doesn't show a lot of that side of himself publicly. But, like, from an IQ standpoint, he knows what's going on. And he, I think, also understands that there are times where, you know, if he doesn't get the big hit, it might not come. Odds are it's not going to come. And so, you know, I think he does some things or has done some things sometimes this year where, you know, he maybe expands a little bit to try and get that big hit. It's not playing hero ball. It's just trying to do what you can for the team. And, you know, the hope is that as other guys start to get healthy or start to produce better, that will allow him to just kind of settle into, you know, being the best version of himself. And you might ask, well, isn't him not expanding the zone what's best for the team? Maybe, but if he's just going to draw a walk and then get stranded on base, probably not, right? You know, I guess it's better than popping out, but, like, what's the difference if neither results in a run? You know, it's just kind of maybe selfishly helping his stats, whereas, you know, when he expands the zone sometimes this year, he's trying to come up with a big hit because, you know, and let's be honest, guys, it's not like the Rangers have been littered with guys who have been coming up with big hits this year. And so hopefully you get some more production around him that will help.
Jared, how's the weather? And the 214 wants us to ask, do the Rangers stand a chance of hitting off tonight's pitcher for Colorado?
I mean, I would hope so. Jose Quintana, he has not necessarily fared super well against the Rangers. Now the Rangers don't hit lefties super well. So something's got to give there. You know, I'm hopeful that seeing lefties more could maybe help the production. It's kind of, you know, be careful what you wish for, but the Rangers, there's only one team in Major League Baseball that's seen fewer at-bats against lefties than the Rangers. And so you think to some extent, like, just seeing these guys will help them. But Jose Quintana is not a guy who's going to blow you away with power, which I think could work to their advantage. Weather's not great, so there might not be a whole lot of offense right now. It's cold. You know, the temperatures, I think it's feels, well, you know, it feels like with the wind, like in the low 30s, that doesn't tend to, you know, lead to a lot of offense, but we're in Colorado, so I guess you never know.
Well, thank you, Sands. Have a good night. And pregame's coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll chat with you tomorrow, buddy.
Sounds good, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. They are in Colorado. Great place for the offense to break out. But Corey Seager, if you missed it, he's going to be out another week. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup with your G-Bag of the Day.
Here we go. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every week down the Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. How you doing? Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. All right, going for three today is our guy, Brian Broaddus. Interruptosaurus, as I like to call him. Came up with that while watching a YouTube documentary about the Mesozoic period.
Okay.
Yeah. Might have had a little help with me. Come up with that. But I came up with it. Anyway. Our guy Brian Broaddus will interrupt any moment. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a skill, in fact, when it comes to Broaddus, because he knows right where to interrupt you at. I'm just saying. I like how he asks you a question and then answer it while he's asking you.
Yeah.
And then keep answering and keep I love it, dog. Anyway, Brian Broaddus right here. Mr. President Franklin D. Roosevelt had a historic speech to Congress. It was a declaration of war, and Brian's talked all the way through it.
December 7th, 1941.
Who did it?
A date which will live.
Was that Germany or was that Japan?
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
Watch, he's going to say Germany, I
by
bet.
By naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That was my next guess.
The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation.
Does he speak Japanese?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Its emperor.
Is that, has he always known Japanese, or is that like you think, peace in the like once he lost the use of his legs, did like make his brain stronger?
On the Hawaiian
hey, speaking
Island,
of Germany, why does he wear that mustache, the Hitler guy? It's just a dumb mustache, right?
It's just a dumb mustache.
Like, why does anybody take them seriously? Is that like considered attractive there in Germany?
Should I get one?
That's AI brought us right there from the brain of Bobby Belt. He sent me one that he was thinking about doing. He's like, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, this is the type of bit that'll get people bagged. That'll be on a headline, bro.
What do you think about this?
Everybody will look at it like, why did he even try that? Why did he even do that?
Why is Bobby Belt trending?
Yeah. It's bad, bro. It's bad. Okay, let's go to my guy Bill Burr right here. Comedian Bill Burr. He was talking about Philly fans. How they got the bad reputation of being like the worst fans or something like that. I think you guys did a list earlier about that. And he also took a swing at, who is this? Takes a shot at the Pittsburgh's hockey squad, too. Check this out.
And I don't need to see, boy, oh boy, those Philly fans. Oh, they're like the rudest people in the... And then meanwhile, people are getting killed out on the West Coast. They suppress that story by gassing up Philly fans. And because they've done that, I now feel like they all have to top each other. Like, I think the next thing, you know, now that that kid puked on the other guy, what do you do now? Just in a bag and throw it on the field? And then ESPN's like, oh, this Philly fans are crazy. What are they going to do next? And then I don't like the Penguins either, because all they did was bitch, moan, and complain about the, you know, they're pushing Sidney Crosby too hard. And then, you know, they got Ulf Samuelsson in their ring of honor. So I always felt like they were like a bullshit franchise, bitchy franchise. Like, they're out there trying to blow out your knee, but you can't do it to somebody on their team. All of a sudden, you're the ass. That's like a very, like, you know, I think we've all dated that woman in our 20s. You know, she can do whatever the fuck she wants. And, you know, if you put your shoes in the wrong place, you're the worst person ever. I feel like if a psycho ex-girlfriend was a hockey franchise, it would be the Penguins.
All over the place, bro.
Really nice work.
Yeah. All over the
Get
place.
Him, Bill. The synapses are firing.
Yeah, all over the place.
Oh, man. Those California fans will kill you.
100%.
You know? I think the Philly fan, they have like a mutual social contract. We're going to talk crazy so we can both act super tough.
Crazy as hell.
But nothing's really going to threaten our lives.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're just going to talk crazy as hell because that's what we do. And it's fun. But we need to have some assurance that it's not going to
get physical.
End up with a broken nose. That's Philly fan in a nutshell. Pete works.
Let's go to NBA hot takes with apologies. Nothing like having a hot take, then apologize afterwards. We got these young kids. They're definitely NBA fans doing a podcast. Listen to them.
I respect Jalen Brunson if you're watching this. You're my favorite player. But also,
he's my favorite player, too.
Do not give the clutch player of the year to the three-throw merchant.
Shay. He is absolutely, if you're watching this, Shay.
We're sorry.
I mean, like, come on, man. Referees, if you're a referee in the NBA, if you're watching this, I'm going to say, you glaze SGA.
you glaze SGA.
Shave, you're watching.
I'm sorry, man. I love you.
You guys just glaze him.
You're a foul merchant. I love you. I love you.
The whole league's watching that show. Everybody's watching this.
I love you, but if you're watching.
Some of these kids, 8 or 9 years old, will blow you away with what they know about sports.
They know some stuff, bro.
Yeah. I think I peaked actually at that age.
Yeah, bro. I was at the height of my powers.
You got nothing else to do.
Baseball cards and football cards helped me learn the game. Really. And then playing the video
game. The
games.
Video game
really put me in the pocket.
Yeah.
Really put me
in
the pocket.
You know, like every team's rod, all 53 just about.
Yep. This isn't one, but Sandler came through for you guys on Thursday. It was like SpongeBob night.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys wanted him to do something.
Uh-huh.
That brings us back to the Globe tonight, or should we say Bikini Bottom on SpongeBob night here in Arlington.
Had a baby J.
He did that for you guys. I thought I'd play it for you if you didn't hear it.
Right out of the gates, man. He came correct with it. That was awesome.
Bikini Bottom.
Yeah. Still waiting for my Wyatt Langford bang bang call. Little Bangford action. I saw the name went viral amongst the Rangers fans, but, you know.
Didn't tag you.
I don't think Sans takes requests from me like he does you guys for some reason.
I don't know what it could be.
We need Wyatt to get back on the gosh dang diamond.
Good lord.
Okay, this.
You got a fight coming, Sandler. Yeah.
I don't condone this type of behavior right
here.
Or
should I say Sandler and Wolchuk?
Uh oh.
Don't think I notice how you take his side every time, Zach.
Uh oh.
Sorry, Lucius. Back to you.
Dawson said we got to pat Wolchuk down when he walks in the room. Pat that man down.
Bring it.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on. Okay, yeah. I do not condone this type of behavior right here, but there was a dude that went viral. He was driving around in his Mazda, and he bullied a cop into not giving him a ticket.
What?
Bullied a cop into not giving him a ticket. Went viral. I don't condone this behavior.
How's it going?
I'm all right. How are
you? Your speed. Why are we not pulling over for red and blue lights? Why are we driving?
I was trying to find a safe spot, sir. Yeah, and I was trying to find
it. Do you have a license insurance on you?
Yes, I do, sir.
I don't understand your whole thought process of what you were doing.
I was trying to find a safe space to pull over. Okay. All of it is just like this thin. It's all on camera, brother.
Did
and
you
I slowed
the
down.
Bike where there was a berm right there with no berm?
No, I didn't.
All right, say the for your insurance. Be right back to you, okay?
Thank you, bitch.
Oh.
I don't need your lessons.
Okay,
I don't need your lessons. Yeah,
okay,
just write me the ticket and I'll get
you
your insurance.
Ticket? I'll give you a ticket if you want one. I'm not writing you a ticket, but I'm going to try and inform you of when there's lights behind you, you pull over. You don't keep driving.
Even if it's
there was a
thin.
Berm. Stop using that stupid excuse. There was a berm.
It wasn't stupid, dude. It's all on footage, by the way.
I know it's all on video. Mine's all on video, too.
I was slowing down, motherfucker. You knew I was slowing down, and I put my hazards on. Don't act like such a bitch, dude. Just write me the f***ing ticket. I don't give a f*** about your f***ing ticket.
You're going to get a warning for the speed. Have a good day.
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
Warning for this. Bye.
Wow. That's wild. Did not see that coming.
Some people were saying in the comments that maybe the cop was wrong, and that's why he didn't write him the ticket.
He realized he was wrong.
Let him make it. I don't know.
That's the only thing
crazy.
I could even imagine. Or this guy's like, man, when I go home, I hear it way worse than this.
Yeah.
This is nothing, bro. I think he might have been crashing out there, and that guy just revealed it to him. And he actually had a moment of self-awareness.
Got him right there.
Yeah.
I'll give you a ticket if you want a ticket. What? Are you kidding me? Yesterday was your church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor and politician, Mr. Freddie Haynes, over at the Wild Wild West in Oak Cliff. We have a church mother right here that loves the microphone wipers. Apparently, every time somebody goes up on the microphone and says something, they have a guy that comes on and wipes down the mic for the next person, which I appreciate.
That'd be Broadus, this dude, I think.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
disinfecting.
It.
Disinfecting.
She's giving him some love.
Pray for me. God is so good. Let's say amen.
Amen.
I love you. I love you. And I thank God for this. Thank amen. I want to thank God for our microphone wiper. I want him to wipe my microphone. Because he gets that microphone and like he gets all the germs out of it. He takes it and he rubs it and he rubs it. But I'm going to let her do it. Now you take notice from here.
He takes it and he rubs it and he rubs it. I want him to wipe my microphone.
What? You talking about the same thing here?
Yeah, what are you doing?
All right, is it AI Broadus? Is it Bill Burr on Philly fans? Is it the NBA Hot Take Kid Edition? That was strong. Those kids got a future in this game. Yeah. Is it Sandler on SpongeBob Night? Guy in Mazda bullying a cop and not giving him a ticket? Church mother loves mic wiper. Okay.
Church mother Mike Weber.
That was a better way of saying it.
Lot of strong candidates here. I'm going to go with the kids. I'm going to go with the kids hot taking about the NBA, Chief. How about you?
Give me the champ.
Okay, we're tied at one, Lucius.
Yeah, Big brought us in the building.
Woolchuck.
I'm going to go with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
We're tied at two. Jump on to at GBag Nation. At GBag Nation, that's the Twitter handle for the show. All of our handles are in the bio, so you can follow us all when we get there. At Lucky Lucius P, Gavin Dawson, Eric Chia, follow Zach Wolchuk, and I should change it to at Crown Global Media since the thing happened with Broadus.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that one.
But we'll create an Insta poll. We'll announce it probably towards the end of LA Live. And speaking of that, here's Lucius.
It's a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Baby.
Well, all right, you square. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Monday.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high.
You ain't never heard a crackhead say, I ain't got no money today, so I ain't about to go smoke no crack.
Yeah.
You ain't never heard that. Why? Because they do it no matter what. They get it done. Go out there today with that crackhead energy. Go be a crackhead. I mean, don't go smoke crack. I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man. I don't know how else to say this. Hone in on that crackhead energy.
Yeah.
Don't do crack, but be a crackhead. But not a crackhead. Just have a f***ing good day.
That's it, baby. It's Monday. New week right here. Let's get into it. Write those goals down. Don't put them in your notes. I'm talking about write them down. Put them in your calendar. Or write them down on some paperwork. Put that on your refrigerator and everything. Anyway, handle your business this week, baby. This is LA Live for Monday, May 18th, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
We're busting out some serious fuck, y'all.
Shout out to the now disband Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. The vibes here is just where I go over some things I seen and did over the weekend. I planned on hitting some hiking trails this weekend. That didn't happen though. You know, when man plans, God laughs. You know what I'm saying?
You think you're doing that?
That's cute. That's real cute, dog.
It's a good thought though.
Yeah. But I did get my nature on this weekend. I did some miles around Grapevine Lake, you know, just exploring, walking around with the dogs and whatnot.
Very nice.
Putting some of that sticky acky in the air. Having a good time. And I ended my day on the patio of a spot called Big Daddy's. Out there on the lake. Big Daddy's right there on the patio. I ate a burger, put my feet up. Drink them sugary-ass margaritas. Good God. I had to tell her, hey, man, can you put, like, two shots in this thing for me?
Yeah.
My God.
Lay off on
sweet.
The,
yeah.
On the flavor.
Doctor's going to be playing dice with my toes pretty soon. You.
Lord, dog.
But I had a good weekend, bro. I had a good weekend. I got into my Euphoria bag. Caught up on Euphoria. Don't judge me for watching that. And The Boys. I started The Boys the latest season. I know it's been going on for a while, but I like to let the beat build just a little bit. Let the beat build. LA Live is brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Dallas made national headlines this weekend after hundreds lined up Saturday morning at North Park Mall in order to get a $400 AP Swatch Watch collabo. AP, I see. It was a madhouse. You guys see the videos?
Did see some of that.
Straight madhouse. I got tagged in so many videos because we've been talking about it, you know, this past week.
There wasn't a coordinated enough line.
It was.
It was just a mass of people. You know what's going to decide who's next in line?
I will.
Elbows. Right? Elbows, knees, and toes, dog.
Move.
Yeah. Police were on bullhorns. People got pepper sprayed out there. Y'all went crazy for these
watches, dog.
Listen, the AI rendering of them were better than what they actually dropped. Now, I'm not going to hate you if you picked one up and you like it. That's your bag. It's your bag. But this crashing out was crazy. There were folks there waiting for 10 hours.
Ouch. Jeez.
At the mall waiting for this release, starting at 4 a.m. And it just wasn't here. It was all over the darn country. They even shut a spot down in Denver because it was just too much rowdiness.
Whoever let that door open, it up for everyone. All right,
yeah.
This shit is over. And if you try to destroy anything around here, we will
f***
you up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
They were so outnumbered, man. They had to lay it down.
They got a little wild. People going crazy for that AP swatch. Royal Pop.
They were probably easy. They were probably looking to double or triple their money, you think, on secondary?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
I'm not standing here for the watch. I'm standing here because I'm making about $40 an hour if I get one.
That's exactly what happened there, Mr. Dawson. Most of the people buying these watches are resellers.
Mm.
One reseller flipped a watch for like $2,000 right in front of the store. Damn. Right in front of the store, flipped it for $2,000. Hold on, I got a little bit of that.
$2,000. He made an instant profit. What the hell?
What you getting?
I was trying to get a black one for my brother, but that didn't happen. It's okay. Yeah, I still want it.
Here, take my number.
Okay. You're not going to charge me $2,000, right?
No. I won't charge you $2,000. Let me take you to Lake Columbia.
To where?
Lake Columbia.
What is that?
Brother was going to take her out on a date for the watches.
Fair trade.
Yeah. I'll take you out. You give me a watch.
You really want
got
one.
A lake
I got
house
you.
Outside of town. Yeah. You spend a weekend with me.
It's beautiful.
You're going to have the watch. It looks like between $2,000 and $3,500 on the internet right now.
Yeah. Some sellers are asking for $21,000 for the complete set.
Oh.
For the complete set of all those things. And some Royal Pop sets have already sold for $25,000 online. I think the price is going down, though. But whoa!
Yeah.
Hey!
I don't think those are going to appreciate much more.
Nah, I think that's about it for that. What a run, though. What a run.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to my rivers and lakes that I'm used to. LA Live 105 through the Fed on a Monday, Friday. Shout out to boxer Keyshawn Davis for remaining undefeated in his win against Mr. Albright in a unanimous decision. Shout out to Ronda Rousey for getting it done real quick, like.
Real quick.
Real, I mean, she was businesslike walking out. Does she always walk out there like that?
Yeah, she does.
Straight focus, bro.
Yep.
What a mad woman. My God. And shout out to Nate Diaz. We love you, buddy, but Mike Perry is a problem.
Yeah, it's time, Nate.
Nobody, I mean, is it really time or is it Mike Perry?
No, Mike Perry's not that good.
He's not that good?
No. He is crazy, but he's not some elite fighter.
Okay, so it was just
he's
making him look
lot.
Good against.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, yo, this dude right here needs to fight nobody.
He looked great, but now Mike's gotten his plenty of time.
Nobody wants to fight him.
No, because he's crazy.
Yeah, nobody wants to fight him.
I mean, he's done it all, bare knuckle, boxing.
Yeah, I don't want to fight that dude. Who did Jake Paul call out? He called out somebody, the real big dude. Hold on, let me see him right now. Francis. Yeah, I had to play that for a second.
That's so silly. Why?
Yeah, he's not going to. He doesn't mean anything. His jaw's still trying to heal.
Yeah, come on, man.
His jaw's still trying to heal. Anyway, yo, shout out to those guys right there. Nobody wants to fight him. I have some audio of those guys ducking the rematch. Matter of fact, I'll play it. Hold on. I'll play it.
Jake's crazy calling out Francis Ngannou. I'm not calling out Ngannou, but I would MMA against Jake Paul.
Jake?
I'll MMA this mother.
Let's do it.
Let's do
already
it.
Already beat that ass in boxing.
It was a good fight. You did. You got me, bud. I'm more of an MMA fighter. You saw the shit I landed tonight. You wouldn't fucking like that shit either.
I love it, Mike. I love you, Mike. You're a warrior. This is your night. This is your moment, but we can run it.
He said, you see what I did out there? Hey, man, it's your night. You had a great night, too, by the way. Just want to let you know.
Was that a live check-in with CTE? Listen to that guy talk with Jake.
My goodness.
Yeah, no, Mike Perry's punched.
Starting to sound like one of the Los Diaz brother.
Well, I mean, he did so much bare knuckle. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That'll mess you up.
I make fun of it.
They don't want to fight that dude. Hey, tough weekend for some ladies out here. We have a Seattle Mariners fan that was struck in the head by a foul ball right in the forehead. You guys see that?
Yeah.
She was doing like a little selfie with her friend.
Went straight to the hospital.
Got a hit, boy. You can hear the little sound. Damn. That tack. That was it. Right off her forehead, bro.
Oh, that sounded like a bat.
Yeah. Yeah. She was telling her friend to whip those puppies out.
Yeah. Go viral.
Whip those. And right in that moment. Right in that moment is where she got hit.
Golly. Is she okay?
Perfect timing.
I mean, that is the hardest bone in the body, I've heard.
Yeah. She's famous.
Okay.
I've seen her on Inside Edition already.
She's alive?
Yeah, she's alive. She's here. She's here with us. There was another lady. Morgan State did their graduation. She walked across the graduation stage and did a little celebration. She did a high kick, so she must be some type of dancer.
Oh.
Yeah, but she didn't land that thing good in the high kick, so.
Oh, no.
This is being streamed all across the world. This is viral as hell. This is your graduation moment. You decided to do the high kick and you fail.
Ariana Lachey Gillison DeLuch. Sade Gibbons, summa cum laude.
Ooh.
Oh, you could hear that bad.
It looks amazing, too, because she did like a little high kick with it, bro. Just...
Sade Gibbons, summa cum laude.
Ooh. Oh!
Oh, that's so bad. Yeah.
They scream like they witnessed a crime.
Oh!
Yeah. And another lady, Natalie Decker. She rage quit the NASCAR Truck Series in Dover.
Oh.
Rage quit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race.
Yeah.
Decker was hit with multiple penalties. She did not have a good time out there whatsoever. On the 81st lap, NASCAR officials black flagged. What is that?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either. I might have some on my back. I'm not sure. 40.
I think Black Flag was the name of a band in the late 80s. It was pretty good.
And some roach spray.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Some roach spray. But yeah, they flagged her number 22 truck for failing to maintain minimal speeds. Anyway, she crashed the hell out, bro. Listen to this. No.
Keep it on the bottom. We got to make a pass-through penalty right here.
You guys, I'm trying my best to hold my shit together, but I don't want to keep doing this.
You're okay. We'll just do this faster and get after it.
You're going to have like 15 laps to go to this stage, and if you do not want to do it when you get back out here, you can bring it in, okay?
There's just so many things that I could say right now, and I'm just trying to keep it together. About the director of the series.
Try to keep your composure and try to just breathe, and if you're not comfortable with this, come in. Let's remember what's on our truck and just bring it to the garage, right?
I feel like a f***ing failure if I do that.
You're not. Let's do that. Drive it down the garage.
There's so many things I want to say, and I'm probably going to get f***ing suspended. You have no idea.
Hey, just pay attention to the spotter. He'll get you into the garage. It'll be okay.
I'm sorry, Josh. I'm not going to come back to the truck series. Derek can take it from here on out. I'm staying in the O'Reilly series. This series f***ing sucks.
I hear you. I'll have a fresh bottle of water for you when you get out of the truck.
So you're going to need more than
Derek,
water.
We got to put something together for you for Nashville.
I'm going to hate. I'm going to get online for this. It's just going to be insane. I'm not ready.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of hate. A lot of hot takes. A lot of hot takes and a lot of hate over this one right here.
It might be good engagement farming, you know, because that seems so pathetic.
That's really bad.
I mean, you're
a professional.
You're crying.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You should probably never race again.
No, it sounds like you were overwhelmed. That actually kind of sounds like live audio of me trying to go over the high five when it's raining at night.
Honey,
I don't want to do this.
I don't think I can do it anymore.
I'm
going to
get shamed on the internet. And I know how pathetic that is. I would not be a good race car driver. You know that, Lucius. You've seen it for yourself.
allegedly.
Yeah.
Hey, man, shout out to the FanSex. They said that was not her falling. It was a death drop. It's a dance term. Yeah, I've seen it. We were talking about drag queens earlier. They do that all the time.
But yeah, if that's what she was doing, still looked crazy, bro. You heard that reaction, and she went hella viral for it. So regardless of how she tries to clean it up, it's going to look ridiculous for the rest of history.
Sade Givens, super cool outie.
Sade. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you very much, Lucius.
Oh, who won G-Bag of the day?
What G-Bag?
Efforting.
Oh, why you do that? Let me do this. Nah, I'm just playing with
you. Please.
I'm just playing with you.
I get $4.
I got so much hate, too, over the weekend for that one.
Tied 50% with under a minute to go at G-Bag Nation. We might have co-champions. Woo! It's a rare event. Tune in tomorrow at 2:20 to see who is the champ if you ever miss it. We got four down, one to go. Rangers pregame is coming up at 7 o'clock as they're in Colorado to take on the Rockies. Little bases next, Wolchuk?
Let's do it. Ranger Lessons, filthy turnaround, and would you make a deal with this team? That's next to the Nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's is really refreshing!